Emily Sparks and the Competition Calamity by Ruth Fitzgerald. This book is dedicated to Marjorie Grace Tull in memory of a loving mother and grandmother.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Louis, sorry about the Easter egg. Chapter 1. For goodness sake, not another pasta bake. Sunday. My perfect mother. My mum is so fantastic. She makes cakes and cleans and cooks. She does the washing and the ironing and cares about her looks. She wears such lovely dresses and arranges pretty flowers. She helps me with my homework or sits and sews for hours. Her hair is soft and shiny. It's pretty and it's curled. She bakes me cookies after school. Yes, she is the best mum in the world. I have written out the poem in my best handwriting, which is pretty good except for the F's, which I always make too lumpy, and done a border in rainbow colours with pictures of cupcakes and sort of bow things. Altogether, I think I have done a very good job. Of course, it's not true. Not even one bit. Well, apart from the homework, sometimes. It was Bella's idea. Bella is my best friend. She is still my best friend, even though she has moved about 1,000 miles away to live on a goat farm in Wales. Bella is very good at ideas and making you feel better, which is one of the reasons I miss her a lot. Luckily, we get to chat online most nights, especially as I'm always needing advice on how to deal with my weird family.